Okay, according to my watch, it's time to start, so we'll start. Let me introduce myself first. I'm Bill Harrison. I'm former president of the EAA Warbirds of America. I've been on the EAA board, been a director. I'm now a senior director. I've done all those things, and I do it because I love it, and I know that that's why you guys are here. You love the airplanes. You love the history just as I do. We have a real treat in store for us today. And it's we're going to have an opening for questions after we get started, but I want to introduce a few people first. First one is Nancy Tobel, right there. Behind every good airplane, there's a good woman. She's the good woman. Her husband was Joe Tobel, who brought this airplane to Oshkosh in 1992. Then Joe passed away, and Jim Tobel, where's Jim? There he is. Jim took it upon himself to rebuild. There wasn't much left of it, but he's rebuilt this airplane. It is truly a rebuilt reincarnation of the F4U4 that his dad brought up here in 92, right? And also with us, we have Lenny DeFranco, who was the crew chief on this very airplane in Korea. So it's going to be fun. What makes it those nasty jets? What makes it fun is participation. We've got some extra mics. We'll bring them around. If you have a question, raise your hand, and we'll bring you a mic, because we want it's important that everybody hears the question as well as the answer. So, Jim, do you want to start off? Jim Tobel, who's the owner of this magnificent machine. Jim?
Turn it on and give it 3 seconds. Give it 3 seconds. One.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. Yeah, very, very nice introduction. It's an honor for me to be here today, and also for my mother. There's a lot of significance to this aircraft. My father was in the Marine Corps, taught me to fly, was very, very interested in warbirds, and was a facilitator in having me become an active part in the warbirds. I'm serving on the Warbirds of America board. I'm a board member and also vice president of Warbirds of America. So I really believe in the warbird movement. We try very, very hard with Mr. Harrison and making it a better place for everybody. But this aircraft was one of the aircraft that we had. And my father started out with an SNJ back in the late 70s. And I learned to fly on that. In fact, I remember going to air shows back when it was for a hamburger and gas, and sitting on the ramp, and they wanted to move the airplane, and they said, "Where's the pilot for this airplane?" And I said, "Well, here, I'm the pilot." And they said, "No, son, we're looking for the pilot." Back then, it was World War II, Korea guys, and there's no way this young wet-nosed kid could possibly even fly that airplane. But that was in the late 70s, and now we are where we are today. In that warbird era, if you will, my father was able to acquire this aircraft in 1981. It was a project. It came from Honduras as a parts plane, so it was in many, many, many pieces, which started a restoration project of 10 years. And in 1991, well, actually, December 8th, 1991, it flew its maiden flight. And from that point forward, we started the airshow circuit in 1992, which it debuted in Sun and Fun, Oshkosh. And then we worked all the way up until 2002. And my father had an accident in the aircraft, and I lost him and also the aircraft. And it took me about 6 years to kind of get over that and decided I wanted to rebuild it. So I was very fortunate that I was able to acquire a lot of parts, and I started the restoration project myself, got about a year into it, and had a friend of mine come up to me and say, "Jim, you know, I see you're starting this project. It's going to be approximately 8 years to finish it." And I said, "Yeah, that's about right." And he said, "You'll be 60 what?" And I went and he said he owns a restoration facility. His name is Bill Clares and Alan Wojak from Westpac Restoration in Colorado Springs. He said, "Jim, send it out to me. I'll finish it in 2 years, and you'll be flying." Thought about that, and I thought, that's the way to go. Bill was a very good friend of my dad, myself, since the early 80s, and so that's what I did. This is the product of just a phenomenal restoration facility in Colorado Springs, and so it's beyond my expectations, and I'm just honored and pleased to be here showing the aircraft and sharing the aircraft.
Well, it's really good to have it. I wanted to tell the people the story of this airplane, because this story is one of the stories that's in the Warbird area. There are stories everywhere, and you'll find that most of the people want to talk about their aircraft, and they love to visit with you. But a lot of this has been brought together by Connie Bolin, who started the Warbirds in Review 7 or 8 years ago. And we try to recognize the airplanes and the people. Paul Pobrezny has always said it better than anyone. It's the airplanes that got us together, but it's the people that keep us together. And that's what it's all about. So we're delighted to have you. I can't help but put in a pitch for the merchandise over here. You know, don't stumble on your way over there. Don't get in too big a crowd, but go. We have some great stuff, some Corsair stuff, we'd like to have you participate. And you're welcome to join the EA Warbirds of America. You don't have to own an airplane. All you have to do is care, and that's good. You want me to introduce Lenny, or you want?
Absolutely.
We have one more person to introduce who is a real Corsair person. This is Lenny DeFranco, who was the crew chief on this airplane during Korea. Where were you? What boat?
Thanks, Bill. I was. I'm Lenny DeFranco. I'm from Naples, Florida. In 1950, I joined the Navy National Guard down in Akron, Ohio, and this is how I achieved working with the Corsairs. My original start. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. And I worked for a little fella out in Willoughby, Ohio, who had three F2Gs to work on. He wanted to go to the National Air Races in 1949. And some of you older guys who flew will probably remember the name of Cook Cleland. He was my boss. And he come down one day and he says, Lenny, he says, let's go to the air races in 49. Let's start putting our stuff together. And it took us a year. That's where I got my start. I was a young kid. I was only 19 years old at that time, and we put these airplanes together and went to the National Air Races in 1949. We took three of them there. One of them had a engine problem, and he was left out after he qualified for 417 miles an hour on a close course, which is absolutely unheard of at that time. But we lost that airplane, so we went on with the other two. We got them out there. We took a first and third place. And the second place went to a gentleman down in Columbus, Ohio, but we took the first and third place. After that, it kind of I've had enough of airplanes, so I kind of dropped away a little bit until the guy knocked on my door and he says, "We want you." The Korean War started. He says, "Hey, we want you to go down and sign up. We're going to take you into the Army." And I said, "Oh my God! I had four brothers in World War II in the Army. No, I don't want to do that." He says, "Well, you better come down." I went out and talked to my boss, Cook. I says, "Cook, I said, I got to leave you." He said, "What's the matter? Don't you like working for me?" I said, "Absolutely. I love you. I love the people." He says, "Well, what's wrong?" I said, "They're going to draft me into the Army. I'll probably end up in Korea." He says, "Oh, that's bull. You know what? Come on down to Akron, and Saturday morning, we're going to sign you up in the Naval Air Reserve down there." I said, "Hey, that sounds like a good idea." Went down on a Saturday morning, shots, everything, went to the hospital in Akron down there. When I walked home that night, I was on Naval Air Reserve. Okay, that sounds great, right? 2 months later, he walks in and he says, "Guess what?" I says, "I can't imagine." He says, "We volunteered to go to Korea." I said, "Oh, no, I'm gonna go anyhow." I said, "Hey, I don't want to go, Cook. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go." I said, "Okay." So we ended up in Alameda, California. And we did the thing with the F2Gs. We did all our basic training out there. Ended up in San Diego, California. Right, San Diego, California. And we went aboard the USS Valley Forge with our outfit. He might have told you this, but this one particular airplane, what we did was we broke down into crews. We had an aircraft maintenance. We had hydraulics. We had everybody. There were six of us that worked on it. And this one particular plane, I'm happy to tell you, I made up it again. 97143 was one of the airplanes that I fixed and maintained on the Valley Forge in 1951 and 52. After I came home, I said, I've had enough of airplanes, I've had enough of the Navy, I've had enough of service. Unfortunately, I met his dad down in Canton, Ohio. That was about 1981 or 82. And I took up with him right away. And he said, hey, Lenny, he says, how would you like to do all the shows? Sure, I'm retired, I don't care. Here we're in Detroit, we're in Virginia, we're in New York, we're in South Carolina, we're here. Always with this airplane. Unfortunately, the day that we lost him, I was not there. I was moving down to Florida. And if you ever seen an 80-year-old man cry, it was me. I cried my eyes out. His father was the greatest man you could possibly ever want to be associated with. Great, great guy. I owe it all to his wife, Nancy, who is sitting there. Lovely, lovely person. Owe it to Jim. I met Jim, he was just a little guy running around in the same damn tennis shoes he's got on now. But anyway, it was a run of things, and I got associated with him, and then we went into rebuilding this thing and remodeling it. I didn't have a lot to do with it. My fingers wouldn't do what they were supposed to do. Where's Grady List at? Grady List, we worked together. Grady, where are you? Over here. Grady was he was responsible for what you see on this airplane right now. See this, Sheen? This particular airplane, I've seen two brand new Corsair Dash 4s that came out of the factory, had never flown, did not look as good as this airplane you see in front of you. It is truly, truly a fantastic job. I what do you think? Okay, I'm going to give it back to you, Bill. And
thanks, Lynn. Don't leave. Yeah. Don't leave. We're going to have questions for both of you.
Oh, wait. Can I say one more thing? You know, everybody here has had something sad in their life happen. One of the pilots that you have known had passed on and went upstairs. That's not bad. They're up there. They're looking down on us today. They're there for a reason. See, God had so many angels up there that didn't know how to fly. So those guys are back up there teaching the angels how to fly. Thank you.